Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, November the 3rd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 6.25 cents at 681.25. December wheat down 16.5 cents at 829.5. And January beans down 16.75 cents at 1437.75. Export sales this morning, pretty light, 348 on the wheat, 372 on the corn, 830 on the beans. Broadcasting this a little early, so I don't know if there's going to be any new flash sales here yet. FC Stone came out with their estimates, 174.5 on corn, that's up 6 tenths of a bushel, and 50.9, that's down 4 tenths of a bushel from last month. Right now, the Russians, you know, have agreed to let the export corridor stay open. It looks through the 19th of November, but there has not been any new deal signed. So, you know, I'm sure between now and the 19th, that's 16 days away, we're going to see Putin say something about not signing it again, and then the market will rally. Then they'll say, well, we're considering it. The market will break. I don't think he's done messing with these markets. So take it for what it is. But the wheat right now, as we closed closed this morning at 829.5, that's now lower than we were on Friday night. So certainly not a good sign, but we've had a tendency to open low and then rally during the day. The corn is just chopping around in the same range from basically 660 to 7 bucks. We're right in the middle of it here. Exports aren't good. The dollar is very strong here this morning. It's up 167 ticks at 112.89, just short of 113. That's only basically a penny and a half away from the contract highs. Crude oil is down 128 a barrel. The S&P looks, the Dow Jones looks to open up about 200 lower right this minute, but that's obviously subject to change here. The bonds are down a point and a half. Silver's down 70 cents. Gold's down almost $30 an ounce. So, you know, certainly the grains are going to open lower. Whether they're going to have any rally ability remains to be seen. The weather around the country, pretty good for most of the country except the Western Plains. In particular, Western Kansas, a good deal of Oklahoma, Western Nebraska, all suffering from this drought. Colorado's in tough shape. So we need to see some rains out west. They've had some rains, but very little. It looks pretty dry for the next week or so. So the wheat that's in the ground there, we're going to really need some moisture to get it to germinate properly. So that may be a bit of an issue, but, you know, certainly with the dollar this strong, exports lousy, the grain deal in place for the time being, it'll be hard for wheat to rally. But all it's going to take is another comment for Putin that says, you know, he's probably not going to do anything past the 19th, and the wheat will be right back up again. So, you know, take it for whatever it's worth out here. We do know that the funds have got pretty long positions out here, 254,000 contracts of corn. They're long almost 100,000 beans. They're long 90,000 meal and 117,000 contracts of bean oil. We made the highest close last night that we've made really since the middle of June. I think, you know, it's been a little bit overdone here. So, you know, if the oil's really been the leader out here. If that decides to break, I think the beans will have some trouble too. The weather in Brazil doesn't look too bad. So overall, you know, we're going to start off lower and we'll have to see whether anybody wants to buy lower prices out here in the first 15 minutes or half an hour. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.